Are you on, Cam?
John Wayne is in.
Morning, everyone. We're here. Background. Fabulous judicial.
We can't hear you.
Yes, Judge, I'm having difficulty.
I agree. I can't hear you.
We can't hear you either,
Your Honor.
You're
what happened?
I'm still here.
Who said that? Candace?
No, this is Hillary Hogue.
Okay, so while I'm confused, this screen now.
I'm not talking. What?
What just happened?
on your data.
Here, Mondo.
Yes, we're able to hear.
Judge Kavranakis, as many of you know, has retired. He is very missed already, but I'm Judge Carol Bell, as I said, and I'm taking over Division AF. If you can hear me, can you please raise your hand so that way I know everyone can hear me? Oh, yay, good. All right, sorry, we had technical difficulties, but seems like these kind of things always happen. I wanted to, first of all, our crack IT folks are here helping out. Hopefully we won't have any more issues this morning. I also wanted to introduce those of you who are here this morning to my judicial assistant, the fabulous Breanne Perry. You can see her back there. All right, so with that, let's get started on our UMCs. Caruso, Patricia Ann Caruso, to be Maria Colabella. Do we have here on that case, starting with the plaintiff? Do we have anyone here on Caruso?
Yeah, Judge, Steve Harbor from Cole, Scott, and Kassane on behalf of the defendant, Palm Beach Lifts. I saw Scott Smith. Oh, there he is. He's back. Scott Smith represents the plaintiff. You just signed back
on. My apologies. I think everybody got kicked off there for a moment, so my apologies. Mr. Swanson, Mr. Harbor. You have the distinction of being my first hearing, so thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Judge.
Right.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay. Next, we'll do Mr. Sam, Walter Sam, and the Bernstein Family Realty. Do we have here today on that matter? It is Mr. Sweetapple, represents.
Your Honor, Inger Garcia for six of the defendants. I'm here.
All right. Do we have pro se? I'm pro se here. Isn't that correct?
No, Your Honor. I'm Inger Garcia. I'm the attorney for six of the defendants. I filed my appearance yesterday, and I also filed a response and a motion to continue this hearing. Welcome to the division, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I'm not sure why the plaintiff's attorneys aren't here.
Are you taking over for Mr. Sweetapple? Are you taking over for Mr. Sweetapple?
No, Your Honor. I'm here for the defendants. Mr. Sweetapple is for the plaintiffs, the Psalms. My clients are the defendants, Bernstein Family Realty, Elliot Bernstein, Candace Bernstein, unknown tenants, the three adult kids.
All right. Thank you. My apologies. I think you saw we were having some computer issues this morning, so unfortunately, I'm not able to pull up our docket here. So I'm a little bit.
It's all good, Judge. This is not appropriate for
Mr. Yes.
I'm sorry, God. This isn't appropriate for motion calendar anyway. It's a motion to reset the sale, but there's evidentiary hearings required because one of the parties died in January 2021. The other party was incompetent.
Okay. Well, right now, I'm more concerned that Mr. Sweetapple's not here, Mr. Garcia. So if I could trouble you, Ms. Garcia, to give Mr. Sweetapple a call, and what I'll do is I'll call him at the end of our calendar. Okay?
Okay, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, claim concept versus Velvet. Max Wayne Velvet.
Good morning, Judge. Jason Cohen on behalf of the plaintiff, Claim Concepts.
Titan versus Eric. Thank you.
Good morning, bye. Judge. Bye bye.
All right. Let's go back to. Sam B. Bernstein. Did we get Mr. Sweetapple?
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Cynthia Miller. I apologize. The we found out the attorney who was supposed to be handling this had an emergency, so I'm here on her behalf.
Okay, Ms. Miller. Can you make an appearance?
Cynthia Miller appearing on behalf of the plaintiff for Sweetapple Broker and Varkas.
Okay, thank you. All right. And Ms. Garcia, you're back. Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Garcia, I believe I know you from my former life. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. Prosecutor.
Okay.
And I think the family division recently. Been 36 years. Nice to see you too, Your Honor.
It's been what? Did you say 36 years?
I think it's been 32 years. I think I've been practicing probably you almost this long. So we've been around for a while. I knew you from the juvie days, the good old juvie days.
I think I knew you when I was in my, I was at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yes, I worked for Janet. I was with Janet Reno in a state attorney's office. There was joint cases, I believe, that we were doing. With Judge Castronakis was actually my law school professor.
Actually, I think it was, it doesn't matter. I think it was something else, but that's
okay.
Fine. All right. All I was saying was nice to see you again, Ms. Garcia.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, I believe that this was your motion, Ms. Miller.
Yes, it was our motion to reset the foreclosure sale that had previously been put on hold due to a bankruptcy matter, which has been concluded.
Okay. Ms. Garcia.
Yes, Your Honor, I filed a response yesterday. I was recently retained on this matter. I represent the Bernsteins. There's three sons, the mother, father, and then an LLC. This is a foreclosure case. I filed a motion to strike this hearing and put it on an evidentiary calendar because the plaintiffs are both, put it this way, Walter Somm, one of the plaintiffs, died January 2021, and no party has been substituted. The estate hasn't been substituted. Then Patricia Somm, as of at least August 25th, 2022, is incapacitated because daughter testified in the bankruptcy court. And I attached excerpts where they admit that she's incapacitated in a pre-need guardianship. So there are no plaintiffs now. So this motion needs to be canceled because all the pleadings are a nullity since prior to the summary judgment. So I filed yesterday a 14-page motion summarizing all the legal arguments and requesting an evidentiary hearing. So I would like the court to deny the motion today, grant attorney's fees, and set an evidentiary hearing on is there even further standing? Are the plea, should the pleadings be stricken? Should the case be dismissed?
Ms. Garcia, unfortunately, I do not see your motion or your pleading. I don't know that it was a copy sent to the CAD AF box.
No, Your Honor. I filed it late last night around 7:30, and I did file it as an emergency, and I saw that it was processed as filed. The three pleadings, my notice of appearance, the notices of filing of the death certificate and the proof of the estate and the motion. So I was asking for a reset, Your Honor. So this can be handled properly on an evidentiary hearing.
Talking about 18 CA-2317, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, I don't have anything on that. All right, Ms. Miller?
It's our position that, you know, this sale should be reset. As I said, there are bankruptcy proceedings which caused it to be canceled previously have all been concluded. I have not seen the filing that Ms. Garcia is speaking of yet, so I don't really have a position on that at this time, unfortunately, Your Honor, because I haven't seen it. So.
What would you like me to do, Ms. Miller?
I would like you to reset the sale. We feel that this matter has been delayed consistently, and it's time that this matter be brought to a close. If she would like to try to redeem or do anything in between that time, you know, Ms. Garcia is free to do so, but I don't feel there's anything at this point that has been shown which would delay this from being reset.
All right, Ms. Garcia, can you tell me legally what is the legal basis for my not setting the sale date today?
Your Honor, the legal basis is under 1.260. The plaintiff, Walter Somm, passed away January 5th, 2021. All the parties have known he's passed away. Nobody substituted in Mr. Somm. My clients, however, to err on the side of caution when they found out he passed away on April 4th, 2022, filed a suggestion of death. Nobody filed a substitution of the estate or the PR for Walter Somm. And more than 120 days later, on August 17th, 2022, the plaintiff's attorney, with no jurisdiction and no client, because his client is dead, therefore he has no more attorney-client privilege, filed this motion to reset the sale and a notice of hearing. So there is no plaintiff for Walter Somm anymore, and I'm filing a motion to dismiss for their failure to substitute, or even inform the court, by the way, that he has passed away. They have never informed this court, and they're traveling, filing a motion for under Walter Somm's name, knowing he has been dead for more than 2 years at this point. As far as the second plaintiff, his wife, she was determined incapacitated pursuant to testimony on August 25th, 2022. Her name is Patricia Somm. Her daughter's Joanne Somm. And in the bankruptcy court, she testified that she was the PR of her father's estate and the pre-need guardian and her mother's power of attorney, and that her mother was documented with cognitive impairment. At that point, under statute 744.3045, under pre-need guardian, part seven, she had 20 days after her assumptions of duty of the guardian to petition the confirmation of her appointment. Again, they did not even inform this court that their second plaintiff is incapacitated and can't move forward. So there is no proper plaintiff. All the pleadings that are filed are nullities. And I think that an evidentiary hearing should be held. On top of that, during the pleadings stage, they said that the children were minors. Two of them were actually adults and the other one's an adult. And there's tons of other issues, Your Honor. I've listed in my motion, I think, 8 issues that I plan on addressing in relation to the status of this case, including motion to strike pleadings, motion to dismiss for failure to substitute and fraud on the court, motion to set aside the final judgment pursuant to 1.540 as void and other issues. I've got the official audio transcript from the bankruptcy hearing. I'm ordering the transcript to file with this court so the judge can see that with knowledge, the plaintiffs know that they have no authority to file pleadings as nullities and are continuing to masquerade in front of this court and move it forward to cram down a sale. The other legal issues deal with there's a second mortgage. And the only reason this hasn't been paid off is because the second mortgage, which, by the way, is not enforceable due to statute of limitations, the parties are refusing to release funds.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. Here's what I'm going to do. Well, Ms. Miller, what is your position?
My position is anything that she's talking about prior to the judgment, this was the subject of intense motion practice. There was motions for a hearing filed. All were denied. And that's how we got here today. You know, we're moving to reset this sale. It's been the subject of, as you've heard, there's been a great amount of litigation in this matter. This is a very litigious matter. And quite honestly, it's our position that everything that's being done is just another delay tactic by the defendants, which has happened repeatedly over these years. And as far as them being minors, when they were served, they were minors. So.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I did have the opportunity to review this case prior to coming into court today. And unfortunately, I do not have Ms. Garcia's new motion or response or anything else, but my understanding is that this was a motion that was filed as opposed to any kind of a response to the request that's being made here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set the sale date for April 4th, 2023, that's 90 days from now, April 4th, 2023. And Ms. Garcia, if you'd like to set your motion for hearing, feel free to set your motion for hearing. And if that changes anything, then we will take care of that. But so my expectation is we'll be able to get this heard within that 90 days if there's anything for me to hear. But at this point in time, I am going to grant the motion and set the sale date for April 4th, 2023.
Okay.
Miller, can you please prepare an order? Excuse me?
Absolutely. Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor, it was a consolidated motion. I apologize, Your Honor. It was termed a response also, Your Honor. But that's okay. I understand.
I don't have it. Ms. Miller doesn't have it. The clerk's office doesn't have it. I'm going to set this, as I said, for 90 days for April 4th, 2023. And Ms. Miller, if you can please prepare an order within 7 days. And as I said, Ms. Garcia, if there's anything that you feel the court needs to hear, obviously after consulting with Ms. Miller or Mr. Sweetapple's office, I'm sure you'll take care of that. Okay?
Thank you, Your Honor. Welcome to the division.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. And I think I said this, Ms. Miller, can you please make sure we get that within 7 days?
Absolutely. I'll have it before then. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, wonderful. All right. I think we were going to go back to Rosella. Ms. Goldman, were you able to get in touch with counsel?